Hey, this is Pastor Gene from High Point, and if you're listening to me right now, then you're considering dedicating your child to the Lord. Now, by now, you should have read the introductory page on the website. If you've not read it yet, you can do that at www.highpointchurch.us/baby. That page answers most of the basic questions that parents have, but for the next few minutes, I'd like to give you some spiritual coaching concerning a parent's role in a baby dedication. You know, a baby dedication is a ceremony in which believing parents, and sometimes entire families, make a commitment before the Lord to submit a child to God's will and to raise that child according to God's word and His principles. Christian parents are making a commitment to do everything within their power to raise that child in a godly way until that child can make a decision on their own to follow Christ. Parents who make this commitment are instructed to raise a child in accordance with God's standards. Now, some of those responsibilities include leadership, teaching, training, praying, and setting standards for your child in accordance with God's word. Like the leader in a race, your job is to set the pace, a spiritual pace, for all of your children to follow. It also involves modeling, and that is demonstrating an example of godliness as well as modeling grace and forgiveness in their lives and in your home. It also involves fostering a sense of community. You've got to teach your kids to participate in a community of faith and expose them to community worship, to discipleship, to Christian service, and outreach into their community. Good parents do this even when it's not fun, even when it's not convenient, or even easy. Lastly, it involves dependence. It's your job to recognize your own limitations as a parent and to seek God for strength and grace and wisdom in raising your child. Now, the goal of Christian parenting is to raise your children in a way that perpetuates authentic faith down through the generations. Right now, when your children are young, you have lots of control. But a day is coming when that control will be significantly downsized to influence. So let me give you four quick pieces of advice to help you succeed in helping your child choose to serve God when that day comes for themselves. Firstly, allow your kids to see Christ through the cracks in your life. No one is perfect, and psychologists say that any given child can absorb the normal mistakes that parents make. That's good news. But the important thing is for them to see you as a person who admits mistakes, who takes responsibility for failure, who seeks forgiveness and is quick to show grace and extend forgiveness to others. Now, the best way for them to learn grace is for you to seek and ask their forgiveness in the wake of your own failures. Secondly, model healthy relationships with authority figures in your life. Whether it's teachers, police officers, pastors, or civic leaders, the Bible tells us that God uses leaders to bring good things into our lives and into the lives of your children. Now, the quickest way to pass down an unteachable, graceless, and offensive spirit is for your children to hear you criticizing, lacking respect, and competing with the leaders in your life. There are ways to have strong convictions without showing disrespect, so make that one of your strengths as a parent. Thirdly, model service and sacrifice in the kingdom of God. We live in a world that puts self front and center, and the only way that your child will learn that they're part of something bigger than themselves is by seeing it modeled in your life. So let them see you serving others. Let them see you being inconvenienced for the good of the kingdom and for the sake of community. Let them see you making sacrifices, serving God and man. Those are good things to model. Lastly, trust God in the dark times. I've raised four kids, and let me tell you, this parenting thing can get scary in the tunnels. You're going to face problems that you feel unqualified to overcome. But when your kids' decisions disappoint you and their future seems uncertain, place your trust in God and lean upon His principles. Listen, the tunnel isn't the place to change trains. It's the place to hold on to the stable things of faith. There'll be a time when life will require your children to serve God with their own will and their own choices and their own determination. These things will help you give your kids the tools they need to make that choice when it comes. So let me conclude by congratulating you for taking the time to learn as much as you can about dedicating your child. If you feel a peace about dedicating your child, go to the baby dedication website and fill out the online form. After listening to this audio coaching, you can take the next step by filling that form out and requesting a baby dedication date. It's at www.highpointchurch.us/baby. That's www.highpointchurch.us/baby. There's a link in the upper top-hand part of the page that lets you fill out that form. So God bless and good luck.